scintillating music by Charles-Marie Vidor. That was the Toccata from Vidor's Organ Symphony No. 5 with Michael Murray at the organ. Good morning, I'm Cordelia Brown. We've got an Italian Concerto Grosso next, some Fantasies by Brahms, and a Quadruple Guitar Concerto by Antonio Vivaldi coming your way. Support for classical music this morning on KPR comes from Theodore Lawrence, presenting Hedwig and the Angry Inch, A Musical Journey of Love and Loss, one weekend only, Thursday, October 24th through Saturday, October 26th. Suggested for mature audiences. More at theodorelawrence.com. Here's Francesco Gemignani with a Concerto Grosso in the bright key of D major, Opus 3, with the Academy of St. Martin in the Fields Ensemble, this morning on Kansas Public Radio. Iona Brown's group, the Academy of St. Martin in the Fields, for a Concerto Grosso from Opus 3 by Francesco Gemignani. In today's noon hour, be treated to an enchanting lyric fantasy from composer Lars-Eric Larsen, and hear Mozart's 14th Piano Sonata. It's a whole world of classical music from noon to 3 with Jeff Watson here on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Cordelia Brown, and next we have 7 Fantasies for Piano, Opus 116 by Johannes Brahms. Leonard Schur is our pianist now for some Brahms on KPR. That's a recording from the 1970s of a faculty recital in Jordan Hall at the New England Conservatory of Music. Not a great recording, but a fine performance from pianist Leonard Schur, who lived from about, 1910 until 1995. And those were the Brahms, Opus 116, the Fantasies, 7 Fantasies for Piano by Johannes Brahms, this morning here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. Leonard Schur was considered the best piano teacher after Arthur Schnabel, and the great pianist John Browning studied with him for a while, and he had a kind of a funny quote about it. John Browning said, "No question about it, Schur was the greatest teacher after Schnabel. But after 9 lessons, we were still on the first movement of Beethoven's Waldstein Sonata. So I decided to leave him because, well, practically speaking, I decided the day comes when I've just got to play the blankety-blank piece." So it sounds like Leonard Schur really took his time with students, and he had a great quote. He would sometimes ask his student, "Now, are you playing the piano, or are you playing the music?" Next on Kansas Public Radio, we'll have a quadruple guitar concerto, and we'll hear the Topeka Festival Singers right after the news, and we'll chat with one of their sopranos, Dr. Grace Morrison, and we'll find out what's on the program for tonight at Washburn for that Topeka Festival Singers concert. Support for classical music this morning on KPR comes from the Topeka Zoo, offering zoo memberships for individuals and families alike for unlimited admission to the zoo year-round. Details on the benefits of a Topeka Zoo membership can be found at topekazoo.org. And from the KU School of Music, inviting KU alumni to return to the 100th Annual Vespers Choir, singing alongside fellow alumni while commemorating a century of Vespers tradition, on Sunday, December 8th, details at music.ku.edu. Here's the Vivaldi. It's the Romeros with the San Antonio Symphony Orchestra now on Kansas Public Radio for some Vivaldi. Los Romeros, the guitar-playing family, with Victor Alessandro in one of the last recordings he ever made with the San Antonio Symphony Orchestra. That was a quadruple guitar concerto by Antonio Vivaldi from his Opus 3. And listen for Exultate Jubilate by Mozart right after the news with the Topeka Festival Singers. And then we'll be chatting with Dr. Grace Morrison about their program tonight, and it sounds very exciting. And after we chat, we'll hear a recording they made about 21 years ago of a piece they'll finish with an incredible arrangement of Come Thou Fount of Every Blessing, the old hymn. And we also have an Irish piano concerto coming up after the Topeka Festival Singers, one of the concertos by John Field.
Morning Edition from NPR News, Life Hacks, every weekday on Morning Edition.
Join us in the morning for the next one from NPR here on KPR. From the University of Kansas for Kansas Public Radio. We're live, we're local, that's on KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. 50 degrees in Lawrence right now, on the way up to 64 for a beautiful fall Monday. Tonight should be mostly clear with a low of 40. Tomorrow should be sunny with a high of 58. Tuesday night, frost alert, maybe a low of about 32. And Wednesday, probably a frosty morning, mainly before 8 a.m., with temperatures after that of 32, but rising up to about 63 for midweek. Remember, you can listen to KPR through our website, kansaspublicradio.org, or you can download our app or tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio.
Live from 8 Points, this is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from Solidigm, focused on making solid-state storage optimized for performance and efficiency. Solidigm believes a new era in AI requires a new approach to data storage. Storageforai.com. Good morning. This is KPR, and here are the Topeka Festival Singers on Kansas Public Radio. That's a great piece for sopranos, especially the Exultate Jubilate Alleluia by Mozart. That was the Topeka Festival Singers here on Kansas Public Radio. And in fact, we have one of their sopranos with us right now, Dr. Grace Morrison. Good morning, Grace.
Good morning, Cornelia.
I'm so glad you're here to tell us about not only the concert tonight at Washburn, but why don't you give us a quick overview of your season? Because tonight you open your season of 24-25. Tell us about this year. What's special about this year with Topeka Festival Singers?
We are very excited to be celebrating our 40th anniversary. And in fact, our theme for the year is Celebrate. And the concert for tonight is called Celebrate Our Heritage. We're going to do something special with every single concert, tonight's and every single one. I know all about tonight. I'm not sure what's coming up in the others, but we've got some fun planned for everyone.
40 years. Wow. How long have you been with it?
I think this is my 19th year.
That's great.
It's very exciting. And tonight's concert, we are especially focusing on our heritage, and all but one of the songs have been chosen because they have all been performed in our previous concerts over the last 40 years. So it's an incredible variety of songs that we'll be singing, everything from a Scarlatti madrigal form all the way up through a hoedown and everything in between. We just have something for everyone, truly.
So it's tonight at 7:30, White Concert Hall at Washburn. Can we just take a look at the program? Now, you'll open with Renee Clausen, All That Hath Life and Breath, Praise Ye the Lord. Not familiar with that. What's that like?
It's very lilting. It hopefully will wake everybody up, and we're starting with a bang.
And then Scarlatti, Exultate Deo. Is that anything like we just heard?
It's on the same line. I do want to mention both that one and the one that follows were both performed at our very first concert in 1984. And again, the Exultate Deo is madrigal style. It's very light. The whole thing just keeps moving forward, and there's no rest for the singers, but it's light and airy and fun to listen to.
And then Shenandoah.
Oh, Shenandoah is a really gorgeous arrangement of an American folk song, and it refers to the River Shenandoah, and with this particular arrangement especially, you can hear the river flowing in and out between the different parts. It's just really a beautiful arrangement.
And somewhat of a touch of home, they talk about the Missouri River. I've heard various
yes.
theories about the... Well, the Connie Dover sings a version where it's a soldier singing about time past. So, and then you have a spiritual.
Yes, it's called Ain't of That Good News, and it's all about the Savior and heaven, and it's all good news, and it's very driving and a typical spiritual feel.
And then Zion's Walls, is that also? Oh, that's an Aaron Copland.
Yeah, so it's very different from the previous one.
Okay.
Again, Aaron Copland has his own style, and the rhythms are very different, and some jumps vocally. I think it's something everybody will really enjoy.
And then Eric Whitaker.
Oh, we have two back-to-back Eric Whitaker songs. It's really going to be sung as a set. The first one is called Water Night, and then the second one is Cloudburst. Both of these are about water. The first, and all of the Eric Whitaker songs have extremely tight, layered harmony, so the singers have to be absolutely precise on every note that they sing. And to me, Eric Whitaker is almost an experience as much as it is a song. And especially Cloudburst. This is one that the only song on the program that singers have not done before because it's pretty difficult, but we are rising to the occasion, and this is the one that truly to me is an experience. It's in Spanish, but it doesn't really make any difference if you don't speak Spanish because you'll hear the songs of the weather and the clouds, and there's you'll even hear the thunder. And this is one where we have a couple
real
of
sound effects.
Yes, we have sound effects with two percussionists, and they will be doing using something called a thunder sheet, which mm-hmm. I'd never seen before. But you'll hear the thunder and the clapping, the lightning, and even the rain. So
yes, the patter of the rain with the choir makes kind of a clicking sound,
yes.
And that's the sound of the rain hitting.
Yes. Yes, I mean, we'll be snapping our fingers,
yes.
And it's really quite an experience. So I think the audience will think, wait, what's going on? What just happened? So
yeah.
It'll be really fun.
Did I roll up my car windows? And then a Quaker hymn. What about that
one? Yes, this is called How Can I Keep From Singing? And the theme of this is just, even though there's darkness and difficulty and storms, I still can't help but sing. So this is an extremely different feel from the two Eric Whitaker songs. Even there's some la-la-las that we sing in there, so that'll be fun to listen to.
Now, it looks like the closing of Act One is kind of an experience.
It's a hoedown. It is truly a hoedown. It's an American folk song called Cindy, arranged by Mac Wilberg. I think a lot of people will recognize this. There are four hands at the piano, and our accompanist for 20 years, Dr. Mark Pudwill, will be joining us for this song at the piano, and there's also a dance break, and we have a dancer who's going to come out and dance for a little while.
Jen Walker.
She calls herself Wild Jen Walker.
Oh, my.
So we got to see her last night. So
okay, so there'll be a dancer.
Yes.
Great.
It'll be very fun. I think the audience will probably be clapping along with this song.
Then you'll open the second act, or after intermission, with a great song. I play it a lot in the Kansas City Chorale recording that we have of Hark, I Hear the Harps Eternal. That's an old, isn't it an old spiritual?
It's a traditional hymn.
Okay.
And again, it's kind of a driving rhythm and lots of accents. And basically, we're singing Hallelujah
mm-hmm.
over and over again.
Yeah, that one's really has a swing to it, but it's very precise. It's
yes.
almost percussive.
Yes, exactly.
And then what about Abide?
I'm very excited to sing this song. This was actually commissioned for Topeka Festival Singers, written by Dan Forrest, and this was commissioned in 2014. It's a very special song to me. evokes a warm summer evening of very smooth tones, and the sopranos start out by singing Abide, and then we hold it for like 20 bars, something like that. It's really long, so we get that foundation. It's just absolutely beautiful, and it's a lovely song.
And Witness.
We switch over to another spiritual called Witness, and in this song there are huge contrasts, and it's lots of fun, so...
Yeah. And Jesus Loves Me, is that the old children's song?
It's the old children's song. And again, a huge contrast from Witness. Starts out very quietly. It is the most beautiful arrangement of this that I've heard. It's sung a cappella with lots of very interesting harmonies. It's just a lovely arrangement.
And then Mozart, Ave Verum Corpus.
Yes. Actually, the last two songs, alumni that are available are going to join us on those two songs, and we will have organ accompaniment for both of those. And Ave Verum Corpus is, I think a lot of the audience will be very familiar with this. It's well known to many people. And then finally, Come Thou Fount of Every Blessing. The organ stops will all come out. It starts quietly, but we end with an enormous bang. It's a gorgeous arrangement, and I know that everyone is going to love this.
And we will hear that next in a 2003 recording, but of course, it's going to be a lot better tonight live. So this is your chance tonight, one performance only. Celebrate our heritage. It's tonight at 7:30 at White Concert Hall at Washburn. Will there be any kind of pre-show or pre-talk?
We actually have, it's not a pre-talk, but one of our board members and a singer is an IT person, a videographer, and he's taken lots and lots of old images and put them on a kind of a rolling video that'll show on the big screen before the concert starts. So it'll be kind of a look back at where we were and then when the concert happens, where we are now. We're very proud of what we do.
Oh, wonderful. Well, Dr. Grace Morrison, thank you for coming in and sharing the program with us. It's tonight at 7:30, and we'll go out with Come Thou Fount of Every Blessing in the Mack Wilberg arrangement. Thank you, Grace.
Thank you.
The Topeka Festival Singers. Come hear that live tonight at Washburn, 7:30 p.m. TopekaFestivalSingers.org. Celebrate our heritage. Support for all this great classical music this morning comes from the Green Lady Lounge, featuring Kansas City jazz musicians and their original compositions, located at 1809 Grand Boulevard, KC. Information at greenladylounge.com. And from the Dole Institute of Politics, honoring former Supreme Court Justice and founder of iCivics, Sandra Day O'Connor, with the Dole Leadership Prize. Thursday, October 24th, 7 p.m. More at doleinstitute.org. And next, that Irish Piano Concerto. It's by John Field. His Piano Concerto No. 4 on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. The music of Irish composer John Field. That was Piano Concerto No. 4 by Field with David Haslam, the Northern Sinfonia of England, Benjamin Frith at the piano. Fall means it's time for KPR's annual Live Day, featuring classical performances throughout the day by musicians in our studio and at the Lawrence Public Library. And they're all musicians from our state or from Kansas City. And as part of Live Day, KPR's own Destiny Ann Mermegan will host a free concert at the library. That'll be that night, Friday night, October 25th at 7 p.m. It's a free violin, cello, and percussion concert with spooky music and a few tales. Get all the details at kansaspublicradio.org. And support for classical music on KPR comes from the University of Kansas, transforming students and society through academics, discovery, service, and spirit. Information about the possibilities of a KU education is online at ku.edu. And from the Lead Center, welcoming the classical trio of Edgar Meyer, Tessa Lark, and Joshua Roman, performing on bass, violin, and cello, Sunday, November 3rd, 2 p.m. Tickets at lead.ku.edu. Here's music from Henry Purcell's show, The Gordian Knot Untied.
October 25th, 7 p.m. I would love to meet all of you. Hope to see you there.
That'll be the end of next week, October 25th. Good morning. We're live. We're local. We're Kansas Public Radio from KU, KANU, and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH, and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV, KANV HD1 Olsburg, Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. Support for news next on Kansas Public Radio comes from Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Kansas, offering a local team to help businesses invest in the health of their employees with a choice of benefit options. Learn more at bcbsks.com/business. And Stoneback Appliance in Lawrence, installing, servicing, and repairing the brands they sell and hauling away your old appliances. More at stonebackappliance.com, where they've got your back. It's 11:01. This is KPR.
Scott Horsley, NPR News.
You're listening to NPR News from Washington.
Support for NPR comes from Sattva, committed to making handcrafted mattresses that help lull people to sleep and keep them sleeping soundly. More information is at SAATVA.com/NPR. Good morning. This is Kansas Public Radio. Camerata Berne's performance of The Military March, No. 1 by Franz Schubert, starting off our 11 o'clock hour of music. Good morning, I'm your classical friend, Cordelia Brown. We'll have two concertos this hour, an oboe one that's next, and in a bit, a horn concerto by Franz Joseph Haydn. Support for all this great music on Kansas Public Radio comes from the Dole Institute of Politics, hosting Kansas City Star lead political reporter Jonathan Shorman for his series Beyond the Ballot, Wednesday, October 23rd, 4 p.m. More at doleinstitute.org. And from the Green Lady Lounge, the Green Lady is offering live Kansas City jazz 365 days a year till 3 in the morning. Green Lady Lounge is located at 1809 Grand Boulevard, Kansas City. Information at greenladylounge.com. Tommaso Albanoni from his Opus 7. Here's the final concerto, Oboe Concerto in C, with Anthony Camden playing the oboe here on KPR. the London virtuosi accompanying Anthony Camden, for an Opus 7, Oboe Concerto by Tommaso Albanoni. Let's listen next to a great Rachmaninoff interpreter, Jean-Yves Thibaudet. Here's his piano performance of the Prelude, number 2, in C-sharp minor, Opus 3, early Rachmaninoff on KPR. Sergei Rachmaninoff, Prelude number 2 in C-sharp minor, Opus 3, played by Jean-Yves Thibaudet. And good morning, this is Kansas Public Radio. It's about 11:24 and about 54 degrees in Lawrence. Should go about 10 degrees higher than that today with sunshine for a high. Tonight's low 40. Tuesday should be sunny and 58. Tuesday night, some frost with a low of 32. Tuesday night, so Wednesday morning is the frost morning. Mainly before, well, between 5 and 8 a.m. is the frosty time. Otherwise, Wednesday should be sunny with a high of 63. Still no mention of rain in the forecast, well, until this coming weekend when there's a 20% chance of rain Saturday and 20% chance Saturday night. Next on Kansas Public Radio, let's hear the first horn concerto by Franz Joseph Haydn. Here's the English Chamber Orchestra on KPR with Barry Tuckwell, horn player. The fine French horn playing of Barry Tuckwell with the English Chamber Orchestra. That was the horn concerto number 1 by Franz Joseph Haydn. And next, a Beethoven overture. We're live, we're local, we're KPR from KU, 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia and KansasPublicRadio.org. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the University of Kansas, transforming students and society through academics, discovery, service, and spirit. Information about the possibilities of a KU education is online at ku.edu. Beethoven's only opera, Fidelio, is based on a true story. It's a true incident which occurred during the French Revolution. Florestan, a political prisoner, is aided in his escape by his wife, Leonore. In his early sketches, he was calling the opera Leonore instead of Fidelio. So here is Leonore Overture, number 2, by Beethoven, on Kansas Public Radio. Leonore Overture No. 2 by Beethoven on Kansas Public Radio. Here the Topeka Festival Singers do that tonight at 7:30 p.m. at Washburn. That's on their program for tonight, celebrating 40 years of being together, the Topeka Festival Singers, tonight at Washburn, 7:30, topekafestivalsingers.org. And we're at kansaspublicradio.org. About 10 seconds left of morning. In the noon hour, Jeff Watson has some great music. In fact, from noon to 3, some great things picked out. Stay tuned for more classical music right here on KPR. We're live, we're local, we're KPR from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Oldsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. Support for news next on KPR comes from the Dole Institute of Politics, honoring former Supreme Court Justice and founder of iCivics, Sandra Day O'Connor, with the Dole Leadership Prize, Thursday, October 24th, 7 p.m. More at doleinstitute.org. And from Spider Art Constructors, offering hardscaping across the KPR listening area, including patios and retaining walls. More information about creating your backyard oasis is at spiderart.com. spider with a Y, spiderartconstructors.com.
Live from NPR News in Washington.